Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hope you're doing well out there this morning, getting ready to throw something on your grill.
Yeah, we were talking about oils, and we're talking about hamburgers. Do you ever oil your burger before you put it on? Depends on how lean it is.
Yeah. As well as it depends on the piece of equipment and how clean it is.
And we were talking about olives. And one of the cheeses I wanted to talk about putting on a hamburger was Swiss.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the best olive burgers I've ever had has Swiss on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that was one Chef Jeff used to make at Bud's.
Yeah.
And those were, I mean, you'd have to stop for one. I still make olive burgers myself.
It's my favorite. Oh. I mean, with a little mayo, Swiss, and the olives. And then if you like tomatoes, a little slice of tomato on there. Oh. Makes my mouth water just thinking about it. During the break, Bob, we were talking about Old World Olive Company. They got 4 stores around the state, Rockford, a couple downtown, over in Rochester.
I think they have a new one over in Sparta.
Yep. So they got 5 now. That's right. So, but anyway, my I went there, and every time I go, I ask the person running the store, you got anything new? Because we've been doing business with them for, like you said, about 14 years. They have a seasonal balsamic, which is called cucumber watermelon, and it sounds goofy.
No, that sounds
but
wonderful.
It is amazing, and I was all ready for the watermelon to be forward, and it isn't. It's cucumber with a little sweetness
subtlety
on the back. Oh, man. I grabbed a bottle of it, and I've yet to put it on a salad because it was just there yesterday, but I can't wait.
Cucumbers have come of age.
Right.
Cucumbers are like on everything now.
Yep.
I see guys making, and I've had them make these for me, a gin martini, and they put slices of cucumber in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's good.
Really good.
Weird.
My wife does cucumber water every day.
A lot of people
slice
do.
Slice it up and just throw it right in a glass of water. Yeah, it's just a wonderful, it's a delicate flavor. It's not super strong.
No, not at all.
But boy, is it nice. But this watermelon cucumber balsamic, I'm going to put it on a salad this weekend and see how we can do with it.
I did not put any cucumber plants in this year, and I love picking fresh cucumbers, but I have not had much major success growing what I can buy them too nicely. I go out to Heidi's Market on the freeway. And they always have the small, fresh ones, which
right
out of the ground. I'll wash the dirt off. I don't care.
Right. No, that's what you want to do. Right.
I don't want the ones in the supermarket with the wax on them that flew in from Chile or wherever they
And been picked for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. The old adage my dad said, if you stub your toe between the patch and the pot, it took too long to get your garden product out. He just he'd pick it every day, and we'd eat it that day.
Yeah.
No, let it stay on the vine.
That's
not
great
to rot,
saying. You've said it before, and I love it. There's another thing that I always push, and that's whenever something's in season, stuff yourself on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like right now, strawberries are out,
right,
and I miss the asparagus. It's up to like $6 a pound in the supermarket.
Right. Yeah, well, the strawberries I bought, I talked to you. I was up at work up near Ludington this week, and on the way back, I was by Hart, and there's a farm market there, so I wheeled in. And I bought strawberries, a flat of them that's 8 quarts, were $40. So, you know, they're $5 a quart, but oh,
six
man.
In a lot of places.
Right, but I think they were like $5.99. Well, they were $5.99 unless you bought the flat, right? And then but anyway, my point is that unbelievably sweet.
How many
sweet.
Did you eat on the way home?
Oh, yeah, right. I was, what's that on your shirt, Randy, when I walk in, right?
Steering wheel's all sticky.
Yeah.
I did the same thing the other night when I was looking for the asparagus.
Yeah.
I went Port Sheldon Road almost all the way to Lake Michigan looking for asparagus. I found none, but I found some beautiful strawberries.
Yep.
And they also had homemade shortcake with it, so I brought home a treat for everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
Mm.
Yeah, can't beat that. When you find one of those, take advantage of it.
So cheeses we covered Swiss, and I think cheddar and American are big ones, but I'm also a big fan of blue cheese on a burger, a blackened blue burger with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just a wonderful setup.
So you're helping me with a gig. And this is relevant. You're helping me with a gig on Monday, and we're going to do brisket sliders, okay, as one of our entrees.
Uh-huh.
I want to put some cheese, just a little piece of cheese on top of that brisket, to dress it up, and then I thought maybe like some sour cream and horseradish mixed together. Mm-hmm. What kind of cheese do you think we should put on that? Because the brisket is forward.
You're already you're putting sour cream on it, and that's a pre-staged cheese.
Well, yeah.
So I think you might be not in the kosher realm by doing that.
Okay. So you're saying no cheese?
No, I'm saying I told you before, you asked me what I would do, and I said I would do I do a combination of sour cream and cream cheese, and I blend it, and then I put horseradish in it.
Oh, you add the cream cheese to the horseradish.
Because it thickens it up.
Okay.
And it gives it another profile, another flavor. But because you don't want it, if it's just sour cream, as soon as it hits that warm brisket, it melts and it's dripping all over the place.
That's
and
true.
We're putting on a rather sophisticated soiree, and you don't want your nice guests and business owners to be walking around with sauce on their shirts.
Yeah.
Or maybe
right.
You do.
Well, no, I don't. You're right. So see that? I'm glad I asked. So we'll plan on doing that then, is mix it. But that's something I've never done.
And I'm happy to make it for you.
Yeah, okay.
Sobey has a great brand of, got to plug them again.
Horseradish.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That Polish stuff?
Yeah, the label's on upside down.
It is, because you store horseradish upside down in your refrigerator.
Right.
So if you're not looking at that label right, you didn't put the jar in right.
Right, yep, exactly. Tighten the lid, though, because she'll leak.
Yes. Yes. Another thing that's kind of cool is cheese sauces. I've seen online and had at restaurants varying degrees. I used to make one that you either liked blue cheese or you didn't, but I would make a cheddar sauce with blue cheese in it. Now, I love the taste of blue cheese. It's not for everybody. And I would do that with my mac and cheese, and I absolutely loved it. But there were some people that, workers I had, that would say, yeah, don't put the blue cheese in, because they didn't like it.
Right.
And they're my seagulls.
My wife's not real fond of blue cheese. It's a strong flavor, but if you mix it in.
But she lives with you.
I understand.
You're a strong flavor.
I am. Maybe that's why she doesn't like it, because she gets enough of it.
It's just too much.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the pimento cheese, that is a dip. A lot of times.
Emily makes that.
Right.
Yep.
But that is interesting on a burger.
Southern
too, because it's a little, if you don't make it with too much mayo, it's firm enough, because it's cheddar cheese, mayo, and pimentos, and some seasonings.
Depending on who makes it, it's either a real thick or it's too runny, in my opinion.
Right.
The stuff my daughter, Emily, makes has pepperoni in it.
Yeah.
And maybe it all does. I don't know.
No, I'm sure that's a variation.
But it's got some good heat, and we love it. I mean, she's going to have to get busy and make some if she's going to be freeloading off us for a while.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's part of her rent.
Yeah,
good stuff.
And then, of course, the other daughter is the nacho queen. Actually, she's the one that gave us the world's best guacamole dip.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. But you don't discredit yourself. I've eaten many plates of your midnight nachos. They learned it from you, buddy. They learned it from you. Those things are amazing. And, you know,
it's funny sometimes, because I get up so early. I'll go to bed early, and I'll, like, Saturday night after that soiree, Sunday morning I get up and there's like nacho pans all over the place.
Yeah, right.
My sons took over and filled.
Well, that's something.
The gap.
That's something you taught your family, right?
Yeah.
You got to do it, because they just so hit the spot.
On the next segment, these are some things that you're really big on, but I think we need to talk about some cool toppers for a burger.
Okay.
And you always like the presentation.
Yeah. Yep, because it's, you know, you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your taste third. That's how it works. And if it doesn't look good and it doesn't smell good, it might never get to the third place. So I think that presentation is a big part of what we do. And with just a little bit of planning, you can pull it off really easy.
Well, I think no matter what it looks like, if you're serving it, they're going to pick it up and it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. I've been to restaurants where something hit my plate and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not going to eat that.
And, I'm just thinking about all the seagulls.
They don't even chew. Yeah. Yeah. When it's free and within reach, you've got half of it taken care of. So that works out. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to talk about toppers for your burger. Stick with us. We'll be back.